Hi friends, you're listening to How to Go Vegan podcast. My name's Trish Roberts. I'd like to share a part of an essay, What's Wrong with Vegetarianism, from UVE Archives, which describes, quote, organic, end quote, milk. Like humans and all mammals, cows need to be impregnated to produce milk. Quote, organic, end quote, cows are therefore repeatedly impregnated upon a device called a, quote, rape rack, end quote, where they are inseminated either artificially or by a bull. Cows would normally live about 20 years, but due to the economics of the, quote, organic, end quote, milk industry, they are usually slaughtered after about 5 years when they lose the ability to generate commercially viable quantities of milk. During this short 5-year life, they are pregnant about 9 months out of every 18 to 24 months and give birth to a calf 2 or 3 times. Some of the female calves will end up as dairy cows to eventually replace their mothers and grandmothers. Most of the calves from the, quote, organic, end quote, dairy producers, however, are forcibly abducted from their mothers, who often grieve the loss intensely, and sold to the veal industry. Although some, quote, organic, end quote, dairy cows are permitted to graze outside during part of the year, many, quote, organic, end quote, cows never see the light of day until they are transported to slaughter. Just as with, quote, free-range layer hens, end quote, quote, organic, end quote, dairy cows and their calves are transported and slaughtered in the same manner as any other cow or steer. Often they are confined to a tractor trailer for days of transport and sometimes through extremely hot or cold weather conditions. Because they are depleted from so much milk production and from genetics designed to maximize milk output, they are often much weaker than, quote, beef cattle, end quote, when they arrive at slaughter. Indeed, most of the, quote, downers, end quote, cows too sick to walk, including dairy cows from, quote, organic, end quote, dairies. When they arrive at slaughter, downers are often cruelly prodded with electric prods and or bulldozed into slaughter, as was displayed earlier in the year on national television in undercover films provided by the Humane Society of the United States. Actual slaughter can be an unimaginably horrific and terrifying experience. Although the cows and steer are supposed to be, quote, stunned, end quote, with a captive bolt gunshot to the skull, this can be difficult for workers to achieve, especially with the rapid pace at which the animals are moved on the line. This can result in the animals being fully awake when they are shackled, hoisted upside down, and cut at the throat. Because cows and steer, who are not properly stunned, are sometimes flailing around at the cutting section of the fast-paced line, they occasionally miss the throat cut, or the cut is not sufficient to kill them. Due to the production pressure to keep the line moving, these cows and steer will often end up alive at the hide-ripping machine. Commercially viable, quote, organic, end quote, milk production, regardless of the label it is sold under, is extremely cruel to cows and calves and requires mass slaughter. Quote, organic, end quote, dairy cows are physically and psychologically broken by the time they reach the slaughterhouse, which can be an unimaginable horror story in itself. Consuming, quote, organic, end quote, dairy products, that is milk, cheese, ice cream, cream cheese, sour cream, etc., simply makes no sense for anyone concerned about the treatment or slaughter of animals. Animal exploitation, because it exploits animals as property, is chattel slavery. Animal exploiters completely own and control animals as property, resources and commodities, and any, quote, restrictions, end quote, on the behavior of the property owner are solely for the efficient exploitation of animals as commodities. We don't approve of human slavery, no matter how, quote, humanely, end quote, or, quote, kindly, end quote, a slave owner treats his or her slaves. We reject the institution of slavery in all of its forms because the institution itself is immoral. The institution itself is immoral because it systemically and necessarily reduces its subjects to mere objects, existing solely to satisfy the means of others' ends, affords no protection to the exploited beyond what is deemed appropriate for efficient exploitation as a commodity, and necessarily reduces sentient beings with emotional lives, desires, and aversions to mere things, as if they were insentient broccoli, corn, rocks, or trees. The institution of animal exploitation, that is, slavery, is a moral, quote, blind spot, end quote, in our culture, exactly as human slavery was a moral, quote, blind spot, end quote, 160 years ago in America. We need to examine and question our cultural prejudices, just as 19th century Americans needed to examine their cultural prejudices. If we are morally opposed to the institution of animal exploitation and the cruelty and gross injustice it necessarily entails, as any decent person who is aware of the facts included in this essay ought to be, not to mention the facts of other exploitation not included here, our moral baseline must be veganism. Thanks to UVE Archives for the kind permission to share this essay and other essays. And please read my disclaimer about social media sites, external sites, products that may be mentioned or appear on this site, organizations, groups, individuals, and so forth. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Bye for now.